Welcome everyone, Dylan Gemelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today I have to give you a disclaimer before we even start this video. I'm going in on this one a little bit. I do not like to name drop like research companies or like different sorts of companies and things of that nature, but I'm going to make it very, very apparent in this because this is just, I have made sure that this is researched for months before I made this video to make sure that it was accurate first before it was even made. But we're going to go in a little bit on this one because I'll explain. It's not cool at all. And I'll get into it more and more and more as we get into the video. So just understand, disclaimer ahead of time, we're going to go in on this one a little bit. Big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment, any interaction with the channel. It helps the channel to grow and it allows me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Now, today's video is sponsored by letsgetchecked.com. Letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. So all you have to do is go to the website, pick out whatever tests you want out of their huge catalog. They've got them for men and women, hormonal, wellness, sexual health. Order your kits. They're going to mail them to you in the mail. All you got to do is register them online, send them back your sample. You're going to get your results extremely fast. They'll notify you by email, and they've got doctors and nurses there to answer any questions that you might have. So check them out. Letsgetchecked.com. Coupon code Gemelli30. It's going to save you 30% off your entire order. All right. So this sucks. Let's just put it that way. And it sucks not just for just even like SARMs. This just sucks for everything in general because I've really, really looked into this and this relates more to just this. Let's say, and I do this a ton around Christmas especially, but I'm one of these people that before I buy anything, I will spend so much time researching reviews, comments, feedback. If you noticed in the title of this, it's about fake review sites. The problem here is it's not just with SARMs. It's what's damn near everything. You go in and look for certain electronics and it's weird because you'll see certain layouts that are identical to another layout, but it's a different place and whatever. But it seems like it's always the same companies. And all of a sudden out of nowhere, you get this random one with some different ones. What's the difference? Well, the chances are that the random one's probably a lot more accurate than the ones that have the same types of layouts, whatever, but they're structured different, have different domain names, etc. So this is what I want everybody to do if you really want to get into this and follow along with what I'm doing here. Go to your Google search, and the most searched out term, phrase for SARMs is SARMs for sale. And if you type that in, and you would think that all you would get are companies selling SARMs. That is simply not the case. And I'm going to explain to you this entire process and what goes on and how it works. Because I am not an SEO technician. I know of things of that because of different marketing aspects that I've worked on. But I don't know tons of things. So I don't want to get off here spewing off at the mouth and telling you a bunch of nonsense that I think I know that I don't know. So I've had close friends of mine look into this, and I've had to talk with several other people that are users, people in the industry, people that work at different companies, SARMs companies, because I know a lot of different people that work at different companies, and I am privy to information that I probably shouldn't be unless I was an owner of one. But because I've talked to so many people and because of the depths I like to go on research, that's what we've gone to on this one. So, you're going to see a couple companies that pop up here, but then all of a sudden it's going to say Outlook India, 13 best SARMs for sale. Then you're going to have another one down here, Men's Journal. Well, that sounds like a pretty sweet publication. How are they getting SARMs for sale, top best 5 places to buy SARMs in a Men's Journal? Really? And then you'll keep going down. Dallas Morning News, top SARM supplements for cutting, bulking. Is Dallas Morning News putting out publications with SARMs? How? Huh? Midday, another best SARMs companies for 2020. It goes on and on. And if you type in SARMs reviews, oh my gosh, will you get even more? But that's not the most searched out term here. where to buy SARMs, two best SARMs companies to buy from. So let's go back up here what we were talking about, because I said Outlook India, a known site for having a bunch of bullshit everywhere. Well, what I want to do first before I even go into this, I'm going to scroll you all the way to the bottom, because nobody will ever read all the way at the bottom. What, and this one's a long one with, and actually, let me get to the bottom here first before I go in on this like you can't believe. Right at the bottom, disclaimer, the above is a sponsored post. The views expressed are those of the sponsor or author and do not represent the stand and views of Outlook Editorial. Outlook India has nothing to do with this. Nothing. What happens is, this is common with everybody in social media now. All the influencers and things and whatnot. I've learned this by having my own sponsor and knowing people within the companies and how things work when they have a really big sensation, social media sensation, YouTuber, etc. You have to get press releases put out. So there's hundreds of press release companies out there that can get these out. So what's been done here is these review sites are made fake by certain companies, and then they go to these press release companies, get them to put out these review sites under press release, and then hire their SEO team to get into Google and start ranking the shit out of these and dominating the rankings. And before you know it, when you got a good SEO person and you keep getting click after click after click after click because they know what they're doing, these are sitting at the top and fooling everybody into thinking these are the best SARMs companies. Dallas Morning News is not going to put out anything about SARMs, nor is the Men's Journal. These are tricky publications that know how to get the press releases out and have all the disclaimers on them to show they have nothing to do with the actual publication in itself. So, I'm not going to sit here and call out the names of these two, but you will find that the same two names are one and two everywhere. Everywhere. Now, on the first one that I clicked on that pops up, it's 13 best SARMs for sale, ranked from best to worst. Now, what they do is they run you down a list of every single SARM that there is with the most inauthentic, fakest ass things I've ever seen in terms of before and after pictures. Anybody with a fraction of a milligram of a brain cell can see that this is absolute bullshit. Now, the same two companies, time after time after time, are ranked one and two when it comes to just SARMs that we're talking about, because then we've got a whole nother issue to deal with on top of that. All right? Well, on this particular one, it doesn't really say the name of the company. It has their banner on there, but every single SARM listed here, if you click on it, it goes directly to their website. Then you go to another one. So let's scroll down. Men's Journal. Men's Journal has number one and number two, just like they do on all of these other websites, except sometimes two inverts with one and one to two. Now, I started to look at that closer and go, that seems a little weird, because then I see the fillers that they put in on the bottom. And we did some more, you know, research, talked to different members of different companies and owners. Many of these owners have been approached by people that have made these sites. And because there's people out there that do this too, on top of the companies making their own fake ones. And what they do is, they basically go to different companies and say, hey, I've made this site, I've got it ranking. What are you going to pay me if I put you at number one on it? Because you're going to get X amount of business from it. And I know for a fact, because I've seen the emails, I saw them that were sent, that were shared with me, that were offering this to certain companies that just didn't want anything to do with it, because they know eventually people will catch on. Now think about that. So you got one or two things, people that are purposely making these sites to put their own websites as the number one ranked, or people out there that are making them and then going and selling it off to other people to put it on their site. Either way, extremely, extremely misleading. Here's the kicker on all of this. The companies that keep coming up one and two, when the people that I know looked as, they said this was buried within the coding on the SEO. Well, guess what? The top two companies, their coding all went back to the same source, meaning they're the same company, just operating as different names and brands. So not only are they misleading you and putting them one and two everywhere, but they're also the same fucking place. That's the first thing. Second thing. Then we've got this other company, which I've already discussed, which I am going to call by name, Crazy Bulk, which does not sell SARMs whatsoever, period. They sell their legal alternatives to SARMs, right? What they tell everybody, their natural SARMs. So let's find, they have these review sites loaded everywhere. They're everywhere. They have more money than anybody else because of their other nonsensical lines where they had people saying they were taking natural steroids. It is absolutely asinine. So we're going to scroll back down here and find another fake review site. Dallas Morning News. All right. Well, let's take a look at these. Oh, it's about Crazy Bulk. But this is titled The Top SARM Supplements for Cutting, Bulking, and Strength. So they've got them listed here. Now, number one, Asta2866, which is clearly misleading you into think you're taking MK2866. So then it says, here's a list of the ingredients. Okay. Because above here, you're telling me this is improving stamina and endurance. It's increasing lean mass. It's reducing muscle wasting, faster metabolism, enhanced energy levels, improved ATP production, faster testosterone production. Okay. And what are we taking here? Magnesium oxide. Wow. Zinc citrate. Phenyl. Salicylic reticulata. Southern ginseng. Ricey mushroom extract, and cinnamon. Oh, but this beast of a product's gonna do what? Come on, dude. Testol 140, all natural alternative, the all natural alternative to RAD 140. Increased muscle mass, reduced body fat, faster muscle recovery, improved endurance, higher testosterone levels, and increased blood flow and vascularity. Zinc? Magnesium, vitamin B6, vitamin D3, fenugreek, ashwagandha, and synactive, which is a ginseng root. And you're telling me that this fucking thing is RAD 140 or similar? Can we stop this? Can we stop this? Because they just because they have a bunch of money and can market this as something that it's not? Are you serious? Here's their product that they say is the same as GW501516. It has iron, vitamin B2, vitamin B6, vitamin C, vitamin A, potassium, chromium picolinate, ginseng, InnoSlim, Capsimax, and choline. And that's supposed to be GW501516. And so I'm done here because you can go read this. So this one's in Dallas Morning News. All right. With all of this bullshit and nonsense. They have these everywhere. These publications talking about these products that are bogus. They cannot be any more bogus. You're telling people that these are like SARMs and steroids? Best SARMs companies for 2023. Best place to buy SARMs. Midday. This is an India publication. Yet it's ranked at the top of Google on SARMs for sale. Crazy Bulk SARMs, Brutal Force SARMs. They're more bullshit. So we know that there's two SARMs companies blasting everywhere fake review sites. And we know we've got Crazy Bulk over here blasting bullshit products, marketing them as SARMs. And then their other product line, they're marketing as steroids. And then putting all of these fake review sites on here. Nobody's running that shit and getting those kind of results. Stop it. So you're getting this flooded everywhere. This bullshit. Lies. Fake sites. disinformation, dare I say that word. And I hate that word, but that's what this is. It's preying on people because you got a lot of money to spend and lying. And the problem here that I was talking about earlier is this isn't even just going on here. It goes on with technology stuff. It goes on with everything that we buy. So I don't even know what kind of review you can read unless it's real life people that you see, like in forums, for example, where you got to go check their profile and make sure they're even real. Google reviews. You got to get in there and see if they're bots. So good luck. It's difficult. There's good people out there to put good logs up and reviews and places you can trust, but this shit is flooded everywhere now. And now, you know, because I do these long research aspects to try to find the best SARMs companies, go talk with them, hopefully, you know, use their products, maybe spokesperson for things, which I've done forever. You know, that's what I try to do. Tell people where to go where they're not going to get completely eradicated and screwed over. But now that they go to these extents, it makes it harder and harder and harder and harder to get around it, to sift through the nonsense. I mean, the depths that are gone to now are incredulous. But, you know, you can dig around and look and see. I just did it right in front here and showed you how easy it is to read and find. And if you just scroll down to the bottom of all of these places, they all have their little disclaimers on there. But you got to read them. And then you got to look down at publications and see who submitted it and did what. Because a lot of them give that away too. They have to. They have to be public with all that stuff. But you have to look at it and look for it. Here, see if I can find another one real quick. About them not taking responsibility or it being the author that wrote it or the publication. Some of these things you have to look into and you got to read super, super fine print. Here, this article is provided by an advertiser. Statements made are not meant to offer medical advice or to diagnose any condition. Any studies cited here may be preliminary, may not even be peer-reviewed, and may or may not have sufficient participants to statistically relevant. Anecdotal accounts should not be taken as scientific accounts. Products discussed in this article are not designed to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease, yada, yada, yada. So they tell you right off the bat, this is provided by an advertiser. So an advertiser, not some real review like this makes it out to be. No, an advertiser. It's all bullshit. So, there you have it. I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood and saw this and it got into the right set of eyes so that people know what they're dealing with out there. So be very, very careful. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.